This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Or, friends, you can go to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. Phone lines will be accessible today, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're going to go over, and we've been spending the whole week just concerning what's going on with the Supreme Court and what they're attempting to do by upending your constitutional republic. As you know it, they're trying to actually exchange your sovereignty for theirs. In other words, they want to be God. We've been seeing the Supreme Court commit oligarchies over and over and over. That means where few rule over many illegally. And we're going to spend the rest of the time highlighting the homosexuals, the radicals, and what it's really about, because they need the attention, friends, and we want to give it to them. So aside of that, before we do that, what I'm going to do concerning that topic is I'm going to bring you over to Canada. We're going to look to Canada. But before that, friends, these are some things that are happening. They're transpiring right now across the country. And interestingly enough, over the last how many years, I've been awakening the American people to the fact that, listen, what's going to happen is this administration's attempting to create domestic insurrection. They are using the race card. They are doing everything and everything to stir the people up to respond so they can come in and implement some order. A new order is what they want, friends. So they're creating the chaos, and out of chaos, they want to create that new order. And I've also told you for years, friends, pay attention to what's going on without the United States as well. Russia and China, keep in mind, friends, that Obama's allies are America's enemies. Let me say that again. Obama's allies are American enemies. And if you would like to go ahead and check that out, you can check that out on Sons of Liberty Media as well. We knocked that one out of the park, and I praise God that people are paying attention to what's really going on here. We have an administration that is entertaining your enemies on a daily basis. We have your president going over to other countries, actually inciting them to hatred towards the American people, and the American people still have the audacity to stand back and say, well, why is he so angry with the American people, as if to say they don't actually realize that he's appointed to destroy at this point. In saying that, just to prove my point again, pay attention to what's going out outside of the United States of America, friends, and don't just pay attention to the southern border, also pay attention to the northern border. What they fail to mention, friends, is oftentimes where they don't want you to look. It's sleight of hand. And so in saying that, we're talking about the southern border quite a bit, and we see what's happening in Texas. As a matter of fact, we had an individual come forth His name, I'll get to that in just a minute, Rep. Duncan Hunter, speaking to the border. He's out of California, forgive me. With concerns highest to our open southern border and the lack of enforcement of immigration laws by the current criminal administration, Rep. Duncan Hunter, again, a representative out of California, said that 10 ISIS fighters have been caught coming across the border into the United States of America. He goes on, he said, if you're talking about protecting Americans, he said ISIS, which again, friends, is created to create chaos. Terrorism is created, friends, for the purpose of empowering tyrannical governments. Don't ever forget that. Not saying that we don't have real enemies. We have real enemies, friends. There's no question about it. But when we're talking about ISIS, when we're talking about terrorism across the global terrorism, friends, as they talk about, just keep in mind what the New World Order monkeys have already said. They've told on themselves. They told you who would create the chaos. They told you who would bring in the new order, so on and so forth. So in saying that, nothing new under the sun there, right? But going back to what's going on concerning the southern border, Rep. Hunter told a news outlet just Tuesday, they aren't flying B-1 bombers bombing American cities, but they are going to be bombing American cities coming across from Mexico. Now, again, keep in mind the administration and the criminal, you know him as the criminal in chief. And what's interesting about him is for some reason he's entertaining Americans and America's sworn enemies. So, again, let me play this out here because I want you to hear for yourself as to what's going on. Because, again, friends, I hate to say it, but I told you so. I told you so. I told you so.
ISIS is coming across the southern border.
Let me ask you that. You say,
they are flying B-1 bombers bombing American cities, but they are going to be bombing American cities coming across from Mexico.
All right, let me get a question. Let me ask a question. You say that they're coming in the southern border, which is, you know, changes all the dynamics. Do you have any information or any evidence that they are actually coming in the southern border now?
Yes. Yes. I know that at least 10 ISIS fighters have been caught coming across the Mexican border in Texas. There's nobody talking about
that?
It. Because I've asked the Border Patrol, Greta.
And the Border Patrol, they just let ISIS.
Is America's
ISIS
best conservative outlet,
come
friends.
The border?
No, they caught them at the border. Therefore, we know that ISIS is coming across the border. And if they catch 5 or 10 of them, then you know there's going to be dozens more that did not get caught by the Border Patrol. But that's how you know. All you have to do is ask the Border Patrol.
That's all you have to do is ask Border Patrol, but you have a conservative saying, wait. How do you know this is happening? I mean, aren't these the same people over the last 6 years that have continuously called out this administration for his lies? I mean, isn't the right question to ask this administration is, what have you done that has been constitutional? What have you done that has been lawful? I mean, these are simple questions, friends. A kid knows the difference between right and wrong, but the conservatives are, wait, how do you know this is the case? Well, here's a simple answer. I asked Border Patrol. You're a reporter and you haven't asked Border Patrol? How many times does this administration have to lie before you finally figure out that they don't know how to tell the truth? I mean, these people are still asking the question, friends. Again, the best that you have, the conservatives, the best that you have, they're still asking the question, why does Obama hate us? You know, no, what is he doing now? You know, I mean, playing stupid to a fool, you know? Everybody's laughing at Obama when the fact of the matter is, America, the joke's on you. And yet we keep going back to these same sources. Now here, we have a representative that's willing to tell the truth. And he is telling the truth. And that's all he had to do is go to the source and find out what was going on. Well, friends, we can tell you what's going on by the fruit on the tree of the administration. How many crimes does he have to commit before he's finally guilty of treason? For not only misdemeanors, but felonies. How many scandals have they covered up? How many times does he come in unlawfully, friends, and give a hand to those that are willing to upend your sovereignty in every sense of the word? And even taking it a step further, even destroy America. Now, we just even heard from another conservative yesterday that Ebola is meant by this administration. Well, good for them. At least they're calling it for what it is. But the facts are, friends, it's not hard to find out what's going on. When we come back, we're going to take you across Canada, and I want to show you what's going on there concerning the young people and the homosexual agenda. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you'd like to give us a call, phones are accessible. Don't be shy. We love the interaction. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, before I hit, let's go to Canada. Let's look across into Canada. I just want to go to Sons of Liberty Media really quick for you, give you some headline news. Obama is not Steve Urkel with the pen. Hitler, ISIS, and abortion, what do they all have in common? Bombshell pilot claims that he was fired for not importing illegal Muslims into the United States of America. The religion of evolution versus the fact. It's really simple to understand. It's a lot of fun, those articles are. And then we also have America's dirty little secret, sex trafficking concerning children. We also got a picture of a guy up on the front page of Sons of Liberty Media and a video. Man rips up homeless veteran sign. What happens next, folks, will put you into tears. Pretty awesome stuff. We also have some footage and articles on Lois Lerner from the IRS, the criminal that she is. Well, we had a conservative that actually confronted her to her face, where Lois Lerner runs up to the door from one of her neighbors and asking if she can come in for a minute. Well, the dad comes over, the husband comes over and says, no, I don't want you here, to Lois Lerner. So you can check that out and see how that response went. And, folks, there's just a ton of information out there. Another one is, should we follow orders, rules of engagement for resisting the police state? I want to say this, if there's cops out there that are not following the rule of their constitution, number one, shame on you. Number two, you're putting yourself in a very dangerous position. If we all follow the rule of law, guess what? We're all going to come under the umbrella of unity, and that's where we need to be. And the article that I just, the audio I just played from the article, I'm sorry, Congressman, 10 ISIS fighters caught coming across border into Texas. Of course, they're creating domestic insurrection. That's what they're attempting to do. Friends, be cautious, be prudent, be wise, and what you do, respond lawfully. Respond lawfully, unless it comes to the point where you have to defend yourselves. Okay? In saying that, let's get over to this really quick because I want to hit two different topics. I want to talk about self-inflicted hate crimes at the second half of the hour that we have on Sons of Liberty today, as well as have you looked across the border to Canada to actually understand what's going on with the homosexual agenda. Now, listen to this. This is Brian Rushfeldt. He's the president of Canada Family Action. He said the notion that we need to protect homosexuals more than we need to protect children has been a disturbing trend. I want everybody to understand before I start rolling here as well that, listen, this isn't about attacking any particular people, friends. This is about attacking a particular people that are under attack, namely the children in this country. Now, as you may know, the radical homosexual lobby is using totalitarian methods in an attempt to bully, go to the Boy Scouts for a minute, of America, again, going to the young, just like the lesbians went to the Girl Scouts, into submission by changing their standing policy of banning homosexuals from admission into the Boy Scouts of America. Now, friends, it would do well for the American people, again, to look across the border into Canada and see the disastrous consequence of such a decision. Okay? In 1998, Canadian Scouts decided to allow females, atheists, agnostics, homosexuals, bisexuals, and transsexuals to join the Cub Scouts. Are you kidding me? In 1999, they approved the establishment of an all-homosexual troop, which now marches in Canada's gay pride parades. Within 5 years, scouting membership dropped over 50%, and many scouting camps and offices were closed, and staff was laid off. Of course, because people are going to pull their children. But more importantly is the tragic sexual abuse by the leaders in scouting. This is what nobody wanted to talk about. Brian Rushfeldt, the president of Canada Family Action, stated they have secret files here in Canada. Secret files, in other words, they're protecting their crimes against the children of Canada from the people at large in Canada, as they do down there in the United States of America. So we have a Canadian telling us that we have secret files here concerning the crimes committed against our children by the radical homosexuals as well. Okay? So they had abused kids that they hadn't reported. There were investigations into the abuse of boys, which really never produced anything in Canada, of course. Because you have organizations, you have bureaucracies that are silencing the opposition, silencing those that have, if they're not being paid off, they're silencing those that have been violated one way or another. And if you don't believe me, why don't you just go out and check out Boys Town, the conspiracy of silence. Go online, do a Google search, and you'll find out that it's happening in Washington, D.C. today. That's another show. But let's go to his examples here because the fruit is on their tree. The Boy Scouts of America, they currently have a problem with scout leaders abusing boys. There have been over 2,000 cases of abuse. Now listen to this, friends, and pay attention to who they are that are actually doing the abusing. Scout leader Brett Taylor was charged with more than 30 counts of child molestation and exploitation. Scout leader. He is suspected of molesting at least 10 boys from ages 6 to 9 years old. Scout leader Peter Robert Stabal, number 2, there was one of them. Oh, now there's two of them, was sentenced to 21 years for sexually abusing 4 scouts from 2002 to 2008 and possessing child pornography. Now, just keep in mind, yesterday we had a professor out of a college in the United States of America that is looking to protect those that are violating the young. Okay? Douglas Smith Jr., who ran the child abuse prevention program for the Boy Scouts of America, was sentenced to 8 years in federal prison for trafficking child pornography on the internet. Can you say the fox in the chicken coop? Can you believe there's people in this country that actually go ahead and turn the other cheek in the face of what's going on? And you wonder why, America, we're under judgment? I want to tell you pedophiles, you radical homosexuals, and you lesbians, what you're up against. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Those that violate little kids, I want you also to understand this. You've already crossed the line. It's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck and throw yourself into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. A couple days ago, I shared with you in Scripture, nowhere can you find anybody abusing a child. And let me tell you why. Because they didn't dare tempt the just and holy God that they knew was alive forevermore, the same way you should know, America. It's not a good direction to go. The Bible tells us, and experience tells me, this is right on the money when it says the Lord beholds the good and the evil. His eyes go back and to and fro up across the earth, beholding the good and the evil. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. A sparrow will not fall to the ground without my Father seeing your crime. And even the very hairs on your head are numbered. And you suspect for some reason God might not see what you do? Oh, it's time for America to repent. It's time for America and Americans that allow these crimes to go on to repent. And turn the other cheek isn't going to fly with your judge, friends. Let me tell you that right now. If homosexual child abuse has already been a problem in the Boy Scouts of America, it would be a tragedy to allow homosexuals to infiltrate their organization. But guess what? America allowed them, didn't they? Just like Canada. America could learn from Canada in more ways than one. And to take it a step further, consider the consequences of passing homosexual marriage in Canada, implemented in 2005 illegally. Keep in mind, it's a UN global initiative. Warnings from Canada. Archbishop Terence Prendergast from Ottawa, Canada, recently came to warn America during his speech at St. Thomas University in Minnesota. He laid out numerous examples. For simply writing a letter defining Catholic teachings on homosexual marriage, Bishop Frederick Henry of Calgary, Alberta, was called up before the Human Rights Commission in 2005. A pretended authority, friends, just like in America, just like these pretended judges that are legislating and acting as a bunch of activists from the bench who are standing outside and judging outside of their scope of authority because no longer are they within the law, now they have become outlawed. And it's time for the American people to stand up and impeach the judges as well. Folks, this is European law, and it's lawlessness. It's demonic, it's satanic, and it's completely up on its head. Bishop Frederick Henry of Calgary, Alberta, was called up before the Human Rights, as if to suggest that you have a right to violate little children. This is what it's about. Bishop Henry's complaint was subsequently dropped by the plaintiff, who admitted that he only filed the complaint to get media attention. And rest assured, friends, the media is right there to give him attention, rather that it's valid or invalid. In the media, my friends, also need to be held accountable for their crimes against the constitutional, the enumerated laws of our constitutional republic as well, because they don't have a right to lie, they don't have a right to defame, so on and so forth. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you,
change cover. Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Is anybody out there have a concern or a care as to what's going on with their children? Now, you can't tell me you're not listening. I know you're listening. But see, friends, again, we've talked about this so many times that I just got to tell you, I know most people will just omit what I'm telling you right now, but it's important for you to understand that we are, as a people, individually and corporately, responsible for the crimes committed against our children, regardless if it's through abortion or these crimes of these pedophiles and these radical homosexuals and lesbians and transvestites. Yeah? 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. And I don't want you to be one of those that, oh, you know, I don't want my voice on the radio. Well, therein, again, lies the problem. Oh, I just don't want to be, you know, I love everything you're doing. I totally agree with everything you're doing, but I just don't want to be in the same picture with you. No, you're a part of the problem. See, that's how you add strength to tyranny. That's how you empower these people to continuously do what they do. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747. Don't want to belabor that. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're talking about how the human rights were brought down upon a man that was standing up for marriage. See, the radical homosexuals attacked the church. That was the first thing they did. It's censorship. See, we have the Bill of Rights in America, which is a bunch of thou shall nots to government. See, this is why they're using the radical homosexuals, the atheists. They're trying to shut you up, the ACLU. They're trying to shut you up, the SPLC. They're trying to shut you up. And every one of these organizations, friends, are communist organizations. You know, I mean, if you want to find, you know, some of the things that you would like to find, you're not going to find them in America nor in any founding documents, but you can go over to Article 52 of the USSR, and then I would agree with you if we were in Russia, but we're not. But let me go on to this. This Archbishop Prendergast quoted Henry as saying human rights laws designed as a shield are now being used as a sword. That is exactly right on the money. Right on the money. Listen again. He said human rights laws, friends, they're not laws because they contradict God's moral law. But human rights laws, as they say, designed as a shield protecting the homosexuals, are now being used as a sword by the homosexuals who are committing the crimes. See, the issue is rarely truth formation, but rather censorship and applying a particular theology through threats, sanctions, and punitive measures. He continued, the Bible is being called hate literature for exposing them for their crimes against children. Clearly, the church is in the crosshairs in Canada. Oh, it's beginning to happen here too, friends. There will be growing pressure from the church to comply or to shut down. I just don't know how it's going to go down here. Because there's a lot of good people that are in the church as well as in the government. He continued, the Bible is being called hate literature. He said there will be growing pressure for the church to comply or to be shut down. By whom? The government. See, this is all government ordained, friends, to bring in a, well, you don't like to hear it, but I'm just going to tell you, it's called a new world order. Right? And let's talk about that, you know, that shield that's now being used as a sword from the pedophile himself, Henry Kissinger. Remember, he's the guy that said everybody that doesn't agree with the New World Order, he said they're the terrorists. Right? Well, the Archbishop went on to note that the consequence of homosexual marriage in Canada, restrictions on freedoms, this is what took place right away, forced sex education. Folks, you don't even have these laws in America, yet you're still rolling over and allowing it to take place. And though it's just the beginning, it's already gone too far. Folks, if I would go into a public school and say to the students what these books teach the students, I would be thrown in jail for some predator violation. The Archbishop again goes on. He said, sexually confused children. That's what it's about. Sexually and experimentation among children. Muzzling and debilitating the church. More births out of wedlock. More in vitro fertilizations, more abortions, more poverty, more misery, more disease, more addictions, higher health care costs. You see how this, folks, when you submit to this, so begins the process of self-destruction. Phil Lees of Canada's Public Education Advocates for Christian Equity Peace, who spent most of his career in public education, said the same-sex homosexual marriage law had an immediate effect on Canadian schools. You don't even have those laws in America, yet you've already allowed it to go as far as it's gone. And just go ahead and check out the headlines, friends, because now we're beginning to see crimes committed by the teachers concerning their students, both homosexual and heterosexual. He said, experience shows that whenever homosexual marriage becomes law, which has never been in the history of mankind, children will be exposed to an increasingly sexualized curriculum. What do you see in America and school environment at an early age, as early as kindergarten? Why is that so important? Because if I can demoralize you, I can control you. In Canada, the radicals have sought to lower the age of consent to 14 years old for anal intercourse. Folks, what does that have to do with homosexual marriage? Everything! Because homosexual marriage isn't about homosexual marriage at all, because the homosexuals are simply being used in their stupidities to upend the sovereignty in Canada. And that's what they've done. Now they're trying to backpedal because they didn't realize what it was really about. Well, praise God, we got guys out there that are actually talking about what it's really about before it happens. That's what a prophetic ministry does. There's another guy we had on a radio program probably about 5 years ago who was warning us of what was going on in Canada, and his name was Steve Boission, who was dragged through a 7-year process by the Human Rights Commission and was found guilty. What was his crime? He wrote a letter to an editor of a local newspaper over his concern about the homosexual agenda in schools. What is it about, friends? Why are they trying to separate the parents from the kids? Why are they trying to separate the school from the parents? Why do they want absolute control? Folks, mask off. I've already told you why. Now, in America, along with the Supreme Court, the black-robed tyrants upholding the Boy Scouts' long-standing policy to ban homosexuals in 2000, 32 states have voted down homosexual marriage. America is clearly winning the battle. However, through the guise of diversity and love, criminals working behind the scenes, just go ahead and ask the 225 homosexuals, lesbians, and transvestites that have been appointed by Barack Hussein Obama. Criminals working behind the scenes, there's your answer, mean to shut down the church, destroy the family, and make your children a prey. And this, my friends, is an ungodly and un-American agenda. And we're in it. It's not going to happen. It is happening. Your kids, my kids, you know, we are our brother's keeper. You know, it comes to me as just some of the, I mean, when I think of the grandpas and the grandmas that understand and that actually live through the times when America was really America, I mean, I wonder what they have to be thinking. I bet they're horrified to no end. To think of people that were taught by law enforcement officials in this country to turn in homosexuals. They were taught this in public schools. There's videos out online. They were taught to turn in homosexuals to the authorities because they were considered mentally ill and they were to be jailed for a long time, have now put the dupe on the American people as to really believe that they're the victims when in fact they are without question, friends. In so many different cases, the predator. In so many different cases, those that are committing the crimes. This is what's happening in your country today. This is what the homosexual agenda is about. This is what the atheists are about. See, again, friends, how do you parallel government's purpose with what you're seeing today? I mean, you cannot have a republic that's going to last any length of time if you war against the lawgiver. Because we're ruled by laws in this country as a republic. We are not ruled as by opinion as a democracy. And yet again, here we go back to the very root of the tree, and I'm laying an axe to it again, not dealing with the branches on the tree, although I am showing you the fruit on those branches, but I'm proposing that we lay the axe to it to drop all of it. We're not a democracy, friends, and most people don't even know the difference between a republic and a democracy in the first place. I also want to say this comes to my aid, those that are saying, well, you know, as long as I don't know, then I'm not accountable. That's not true whatsoever. That's stupidity. That's self-inflicting. You can go ahead and ignore the consequence of what's going on in this country, but sooner or later, friends, you're going to have to deal with it. There's just no getting out of it. And you're going to wish you had dealt with it when you had the opportunity to deal with it, when you failed to deal with it. We're going to come right back, and I'm going to talk about self-inflicted hate crimes, give you an idea as to what America is up against. And again, the state-run media is right there to turn the story, to bend the story, that for some reason the homosexuals are just being, well, you know, they're just being harassed by everybody. By who? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Well, this is Dr. Stan from Radio Liberty, and I wanted to take this opportunity to recommend Bradley Dean. I'm very impressed by him. He's articulate, and he has a tremendous grasp of the spiritual battle that's being waged today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. I recommend him and hope you will listen to him on a regular basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I hope we don't have any young people listening right now because they'd be very angry with the lack of involvement concerning those that are listening to this radio show. Folks, you have us as the number one radio show on Saturdays and the number one, two, and three radio show on Genesis Communication Networks, and it really is. I'm just going to call it for what it is. This is what I see across the country, people's unwillingness to get involved in actually fighting for their posterity. But they'll complain about an administration that they see as involved with their posterity, but they'll do nothing to stand against it. So, you know what, I think the bottom line is if we don't bless our posterity, they're going to be there later on to curse us. It's just the facts, friends. It's just how it is. If we love them, let's fight for them. You know, a people, in essence, friends, who reject God's law, which Christ fulfilled, so reject Christianity, will find themselves the slaves of an arbitrary power. And if you look at what's going on over in Europe, friends, oh my goodness. You want to talk about some backwards judgment going on? Arbitrary, by the way, means based on random choice or personal whim. In other words, whatever they say is the law is now the law because they said so. That's what's happening in America today. But it doesn't need to be that way. And that's the good news. Floyd Elliott of Independence, Missouri, told police that two subjects attacked him in the parking lot of his apartment complex. He said that the attackers cut him in the stomach, branded him with a hot knife, and attempted to carve the word fag on his forehead. This is how willing the radical homosexuals are willing to go. To accuse you of a crime Well, let me finish this. In Vegas, investigators were suspicious about the report because the head carving was backwards, as if done while looking into a mirror. Later, Elliot admitted to police that the injuries were self-inflicted. So, friends, can you say Elliot stepped in it? He stepped into the hole that he himself had dug. Now, friends, immediately after reading this report, I had to look up the word stupid in the Webster's 1828, and it's defined as very dull, insensible, or senseless. So stupid, I say, not only because he carved fag on his forehead backwards, but because he acted as if his contrived crime would go unpunished before the God who sees all things. And that punishment is to happen here on earth by those that actually listen to God's commandments to preserve our freedoms. See how that works? Check out Hebrews 4:13. Again, considering that all crime is motivated by hate, oftentimes you have to examine the allegations of the supposed hate crime to make the distinction as to who is doing the hating. Now, friends, this is just one and two and three of a plethora of hate crimes that are coming to the surface. By the way, let me add self-inflicted hate crimes. Okay? Let me give you a couple examples real quick. There's a famous contrived hate crime of Kerry Dunn at Claremont McKinney College. Dunn was scheduled to speak at a campus forum on racism. She shocked the audience by telling them that she had been the victim of a hate crime that very day. How convenient. Or was it? Her car had been vandalized, its windows smashed, tires slashed, and profane anti-Semitic graffiti covered the wreckage. Now, the problem with their story was that the two students saw her actually commit the crimes that were a part of the college. Dunn lost her job and also went to prison for lying to federal investigators and for insurance fraud. She had claimed that the $1,700 of her property, which was ripped off, you know, the worth of items, including a laptop computer, had been stolen by the hate crime boogeyman. These items were later found in the closet at Dunn's home. Oh, and by the way, she wasn't even Jewish. Now, going to Scripture so you can understand how this all is supposed to play out. Deuteronomy 18:18-19 says, "And the judges shall make diligent inquisition. And behold, if the witness be a false witness and hath testified falsely against his brother, then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother. So shalt thou put the evil away from among you." You know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Friends, if you want to commit the crime, then expect to do the time. But if you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime. Now, because what happens is when people are held accountable for the crimes that they themselves have contrived, then and only then will they fear to do it again. What a novel idea. I love that. Yeah, common sense comes into play. We don't need no interpretation here, right? See, again, because, friends, justice is the guardian of liberty. So, America, guard your liberty by bringing forth justice. Let me give you one more analogy. I'm sorry, not an analogy, but a real life happening concerning these self-contrived hate crimes. By the way, friends, I could spend the next 10 shows just on self-inflicted hate crimes by the radical homosexuals. Okay? In Douglas County, Colorado, a lesbian couple called the police after they allegedly found the words, "Kill the gay," scrawled in red across their garage and a noose hanging from their front door. Now, who would educate them to actually set themselves up in such a fashion? I mean, this sounds like the KKK, which, by the way, was contrived by the Democratic Party. Just saying. Just by the way, the ACLU defends these people. The SPLC defends these people. As a matter of fact, Morris Deeds, the founder from the Southern Poverty Law Center, he used to actually defend the KKK concerning their crimes against the blacks. See how backwards they have America? Well, they are attempting America to think. Well, now, perhaps the women in this particular crime, the self-inflicted hate crime, didn't anticipate how seriously the issue would be treated, because nearly 8 months later, with the full force of the good guys in the Federal Bureau of Investigation involved, authorities stated that the women themselves were responsible for the acts. Of course they were. Remember the girl that was busted in college not too long ago? Man, all these bad things were happening to her. You know what they did? Someone got wise, put a camera above her door and found out that it was her doing all of it. Remember the little lesbian that was busted at a restaurant not too long ago talking about how she was violated and she was discriminated against and she was just, you know, oppressed by the heterosexuals at a workplace situation? And do you remember, right, friends? It hit the news because the state-run media is right there to blow it in the wind, those poor homosexuals. Well, what happened is the individual actually caught wind because what happened is she said she didn't leave her a tip. When in fact she was showing the press some counterfeit receipt that she created, and when it got to the lady that actually left the tip, that was the big deal, friends. Well, she showed the people on the news that, listen, here's the receipt right here. She is lying. Then we found out that her boyfriend left her, and then her boyfriend came out and said that everything that this lesbian says is a complete lie. I mean, whoa. And then I think it was a week and a half later, she was busted in the news again for saying that she's a part of the military, when in fact nobody knew who she was in the military. See, when they reject the truth, friends, there is no truth in them. You know what else comes to mind right now is maybe that'll be tomorrow's show. We'll process that overnight. But do you remember the two lesbians? I believe it was in England or Australia. Because one of the lesbians wanted to be called daddy by one of the lesbians' child, she actually took the little, I think it was a 3-year-old boy, and threw him out the window and killed him, beat him senseless before she killed him. Because she wanted to be called daddy. This is the kind of mentality, friends, that is attempting to rule the roost. You want to find out who means to rule over you? Find out who you can't speak out against. But folks, it's all happening in the light of day. There's no excuses concerning the American people. None. Oh, by the way, going back to that story that I was telling you about those that said, you know, kill the gay on their garage and taking a noose and hanging it from their front door. Well, they were both charged with criminal mischief and false reporting. And one of the women, Amy Whitchurch, faced an additional charge of forgery. They both pleaded guilty to the charges. Folks, there is nothing that is premised on the truth concerning the homosexual agenda. And I want to tell you something, friends. I've been speaking out against these people. I first tried to reach into their communities. They didn't want anything to do with the Word of God. Nothing. The second thing they did, well, actually, that's what I did. The first thing they did is they began to attack and attack and attack, putting out blogs with half-truths, contrived lies, because they want the people out there to believe that they themselves are the victims, when in fact, friends, you're going to find that they are actually the ones perpetuating the crimes. Every single time. And you should see the crime that follows these sort of people. Yesterday I shared with you how those young lesbians actually broke into a church. It's on film. I got it on film, friends. Check it out. Go online. Google it. In Michigan, a lesbian group ran into a church and they overthrew the pulpit. Sorry about that. Talking to the producer. Sorry here, friends. But they overthrew the pulpit. And the pastor sat down, and he let him do it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.